This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
Now listen to this.
You are listening to AWOL Radio on CKMS The Sound 100.3 FM in Waterloo. We are also podcasting on the Rabble Podcast Network at rabble.ca, and you can find AWOL on the web at peaceculture.org.
As the June 2010 G20 summit in Toronto commenced, as did the preemptive arrests and a legal battle for 20 so-called co-conspirators targeted by state security forces and a petty, devious, and ignorant Crown Prosecutor's Office. On November 22, 2011, after a year and a half of punitive bail conditions, or more time in jail, six of the remaining 17 social justice warriors have pled guilty to a drastically reduced charge of council mischief, with a statement of facts which agrees that nothing they said in meetings necessarily took place on the streets. On November 28th, three of the six, Adam Lewis, Peter Hopperton, and Eric Lankin, were given their sentences and started their incarceration. Today I present the statements made in court by the two AWOL members in this group of three, Adam Lewis and Eric Lankin. Check conspiretoresist.wordpress.com for a full rundown and wrap-up of the facts and the resolve.
Check out conspiretoresist.wordpress.com. I'm going to kick it to a song real quick. There, this is the Smash the State Report here on AWOL Radio 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Co-op Radio Waterloo. You can check out AWOL on the web, peaceculture.org, or soundfm.ca, or the Rabble Podcast Network, or the Toronto Media Co-op, or the mediacoop.ca, or in various other places. All right, this one is going out to Mr. Adam Lewis, who was thrown in jail for his organizing activities, and some nice drumming is coming along right here. Thank you.
necessary measures to keep us in the dark. Things don't just work themselves out. Take a look around at the world, my friends. I expect if we sit around and hope for the best, we'll find we missed our chance in the end. Oh, oh, oh. How do we
that was the Pedal Pushers with How Do We Fall. You'll be able to check out the Tra-La-Laws with Adam drumming after he gets out of jail. What a badass band. Check out conspiretoresist.wordpress.com. I'm going to read individual statement from Mr. Adam Lewis. Anyways, Conspire to Resist has individual statements from the main conspiracy group. There's statements of solidarity from various different organizations, including AWOL. There's how to support the prisoners here. All the statements from SOAR, the call to action, the statements on media, mainstream media, and why we resist. Statements on scare tactics and sound cannons, on economic justice, on gender justice, on environmental justice, on indigenous rights and settler solidarity, community justice. All the individual statements, and a statement regarding our plea deal. On Monday, Adam Lewis, Eric Lankin, and Peter Hopperton were sentenced to varying lengths in jail for as they pled out to the council mischief charges. Charges on 11 of the 17 others were dropped, and three others are yet to be sentenced, including AWOL Radio co-host Alex Hundert. Yeah, we'll give this a read. It's a good long one. And we'll go to a song. So this is Adam Lewis's statement. Quote, "This life is bigger than this, bigger than lines drawn by governments," unquote. "My name is Adam Lewis, and I am an activist. I am part of 17 people who were charged with conspiracy as a result of our activism against the G20 summit in Toronto in June 2010. I was violently arrested by two plainclothes police officers on the morning of June 26, 2010. I was crossing a street in Toronto when I was jumped, thrown to the ground, and held down and handcuffed. I was only told that I was being arrested for mischief. The two police officers, one who refused to identify himself, said very little further to me. I was never formally told I was under arrest, I wasn't read my rights, and I wasn't told that there was a warrant for my arrest that has been issued, and that's why I was currently face down on a narrow patch of grass on a Toronto street. and so began my formal engagement with the Canadian legal system. My arrest on June 26th has now accumulated in a guilty plea for counseling others to commit mischief to property. This marks the relative endpoint of a 1.5-year tour of the Canadian quote-unquote justice system. I spent 2 weeks at the Maplehurst in a maximum security prison before I was let out on bail. Keep in mind that at this point I had not been convicted of any crime. I had not seen any of the evidence against me, and that I was arrested before any of the so-called rioting occurred on the 26th of June 2010. Finally, when I was released on bail, I was subjected to a host of restrictive conditions. I was unable to associate or communicate, whether direct or indirect, with many of my close friends that I have engaged in political and social activism over the past 5 years. I was unable to leave my parents' house unless accompanied by one of them. I was not allowed to plan or participate in any form of political demonstration, whether peaceful, nonviolent, or otherwise. If I broke any of the conditions, I would be returned to jail with a breach charged, and my parents would be on the hook for $75,000 as my sureties. And although these conditions have relaxed mildly over the past 1.5 years, my life, as well as the lives of my parents, friends, loved ones, and partner, have been put on hold. This brings us to the current circumstances. Partway through the preliminary hearing, where the Crown lays out its case against us, we were offered a plea deal. It was ridiculous, and so we rejected it. In working through what a plea deal would mean for us as individuals and as a group, we were forced to face realities of our legal case, our lives, and projected outcome if we were to go to trial. And so we made a choice. 6 of us agreed to plead guilty and to go to jail from anywhere from 6 to 20 months, while 11 other people would have their charges dropped. We engaged in a collective process with long meetings and much discussion to figure out our best option in a process that has put us at a disadvantage from the start. We worked together. We maintained our commitment to one another as co-defendants and as friends. We made hard decisions, and we may have made decisions that were not the most informed at various stages in the process. But we are at a point where we all agreed on what we needed to be done. And so I am one of 6 people out of the current 17 and a previous total of 20 to plead guilty to counseling others to commit mischief to property. We are so-called choosing, in as much as anyone can actually make free, informed choices in a legal system that is on the side of politicians and the police, and where the police, Crown attorneys, and politicians face no penalty, risk, or accountability in the process. To end this process on our own terms, as much as possible to do so. If we were to continue the judicial process, we may be looking at trial in 1.5 to 2 years from now. That means we need to live with restrictive bail conditions for a further 2 years. That means that our lives are still on hold and that we face possibility of being convicted of conspiracy charges with a greater penalty sometime down the road. And so we have chosen to take this plea deal. We have taken this plea deal not because we actually believe we have done anything wrong, but because the legal system in which we find ourselves has forced us to make difficult choices. This process has put us in a current position where we might face greater penalties somewhere down the line. And so we have chosen to end this process now, to have most of our friends' charges dropped. This isn't a victory or a defeat. This is a reality that we are faced with. Taking this plea deal now means several things. It means I will be sentenced to a jail term of 6 months for counseling unnamed, unknown, and unspecified others to engage in property damage. It means 11 out of 17 people will face no punishment, or no further punishment. It means they are out of this process now and they can go get back to their lives, that they can get back to an organizing and political activism. It means we can end this now and that even those of us who will be going to jail can get back to our lives sooner rather than later. It means the Crown doesn't get any convictions for conspiracy charges. Now, a word on my actions, my statements, and counseling. I do not regret any of my involvement in protest planning and activism around the G20 or at any other time. I did tell the people that they should engage in processes and acts of resistance in ways that they feel are empowering and meaningful. I believe that social change comes in a variety of ways and that there are many forms of action that are both necessary and justified. I believe that living things are always more important than property. I believe that there is something inherently wrong with a society that thinks that the smashing of windows is somehow worse than when police engage in the widespread assault of human beings. I have been charged because the organizing that I did encouraged people to engage in property damage. And I will be going to jail for that organizing. The police who beat, threatened, and detained people during the G20 and on a general day-to-day basis in targeted communities are not held to account. They are allowed to do as they wish. They are allowed to act with impunity. This is the society that I believe needs to change. This is why I am an activist, because oppression and injustice are still ingrained within society. I'm an anarchist. That doesn't mean I believe in chaos or disorder. It means that I believe that people must engage in direct action as individuals and groups to actually create change in a new, more free society. It means that I believe we can create communities that look after themselves, that are accountable and respectful to one another. I believe that governments, politicians, police forces, corporations, and countless others are part of what is standing in the way of creating a new society and a better society. I believe that these are the people and systems responsible for continued injustices. They are responsible for the colonization of indigenous peoples and their lands. They are responsible for poverty, war, greed, and injustice. They are responsible for the evils, oppressions, and injustices that exist in this world. As such, they must be opposed. They must be resisted. All people have the ability to create a better world, and that will occur in many different ways. People may not agree with my politics, and we cannot expect everyone to agree, but what must be expected is that people get involved, people get mobilized, people get engaged, and people get active. This may come as a bit of a shock to some, that I am pleading guilty for counseling unnamed and unknown others to commit mischief to property. It has been agreed that I didn't counsel anyone specifically, but rather that my participation in the meetings and the organization of protests against the G20 summit in Toronto, that this participation and organizing led to the window smashing that occurred on June 26th of June 2010. It was my suggestion that people engage in forms of action and resistance, in the spirit of a diversity of tactics that they find empowering and useful for their particular analysis of the oppression and domination that exists within this society. It was my suggestion that action needs to be taken, that there are profound injustices in this world that need to be changed, and that it is up to individuals and groups to create this change. It is my belief that this change has not and will not come from governments and politicians who act within a system that serves the inherent interests and profits and corporations over those of common people and the environment. I stand by these statements. I stand by my belief that the direct action of individuals and groups is what is needed and necessary to create a more just society. I feel no shame, no remorse, and no guilt over the actions and statements that have been attributed to myself. I stand firm in my belief that that direct action is what is needed for social change. I stand firm in my belief that society would be better off without oppression and domination. I stand firm in my belief that society can be organized differently, that we can organize along lines that are based within communities themselves. I believe that people themselves can engage with one another to create meaningful relationships that are not built around hierarchies, but rather engage with one another on equal terms, in a spirit of solidarity. I believe that this means we need to stand up and fight for a better society and a better world. This means we need to resist the G20. You can check out that statement, conspiretoresist.wordpress.com/Adam-Lewis. Well, we're going to kick it to a tune. This one is going out to Adam. Of course, we'll kick it off with a little bit of Anti-Flag with Captain Anarchy. Kill Whitey.
Show once, maybe twice. Instead, it's just a dark hole again.
right, this next tune's going out to Eric. Eric, when he was allowed to give his statement to the court, looked at the judge, looked at everyone, said, "I have nothing to say to this side of the courtroom." He turned around, he said, "I love you all." It was very nice. And then they took him away and put him in jail. This is Against Me.
Cause baby, I'm an anarchist.